another episode of Storybook Homes. Today I'm standing in the recently completed renovation of another short-term rental project. One of the main goals for this project was to maximize the occupancy capacity of this small cottage to appeal to a larger number of guests. Maximum occupancy in the hospitality industry is based on how many people can comfortably sleep in a space and is often referred to as heads in beds. In its original layout, this home offered two small bedrooms and one bathroom, which would have comfortably hosted a family or group of four with two people per bedroom. To increase the heads in beds of this property, I carved out space in the hallway for a cute set of bunk beds by relocating the furnace to the attic and the master bedroom entrance to just outside the dining room. And just like that, maximum occupancy went from 4 to 6. Because 6 people sharing one bathroom might be a little crowded, we also converted the existing sun porch into a second bath for the master suite. The overall footprint of this home did not change during the renovation, but with some thoughtful rearranging of the existing floor plan, we were able to maximize the heads and beds for maximum occupancy. Adding the bathroom and rearranging the floor plan to accommodate 2 more guests extended the timeline and budget of the renovation, but my client felt these changes would be worth the investment in the long run. This goal to maximize occupancy can also be seen in the Lord's preparation of heaven for his beloved children. When Jesus came to earth and conquered death, he provided a way for anyone who believes in him to enter eternal life in his Father's house. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14, "There are many rooms in my Father's house. I wouldn't tell you this if it weren't true. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you with me so that you can be where I am." Not only did Jesus enable maximum occupancy in heaven by extending the invitation to anyone, Jew or Gentile, who would accept his free gift of salvation, we also learn in 2 Peter chapter 3 that the Lord is purposely holding back the day of judgment to give as many people as possible the opportunity to repent and accept his invitation. Here's what Peter says. "Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, 'What happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created.'" He then provides an answer to this question in verse 9. He says, "The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent." Oh, I love how patient the Lord is, and I'm so grateful he extended the invitation and prepared a place for me and for you to live with him forever. Thanks for allowing me to share another renovation with you and for joining me as we discover God's love and restoration for our lives here on Storybook Homes.